special session down at the state capitol happening today amid the coronavirus, and there are precautions being taken down at the state capitol for lawmakers. Senator Bill Coleman with us on the line. What is it like down at the capitol?
It's kind of empty down here, Sean. Pretty much it's been limited to members of the House and the Senate and then key staffers and certain select people of the media. So it's a little bit different down here today. It's not, of course, like a normal session. We're out wearing masks in the hallway. We're washing our hands. There's plenty of hand sanitizer everywhere you go. Even the elevators have your social distance markers put in them. Only 2 people at a time in the elevator. So what we're supposed to do is at 8 o'clock this morning, we go into special session, Sean, and we're going to limit the amount of people on the Senate floor to 10 at a time. So when we go in to vote, we'll go in groups of blocks. And the rest of the time, we're just going to be sitting in our offices all by our lonesome, Sean.
So what is the point of the special session this week?
The special session was called when the governor signed executive order declaring a catastrophic health emergency in the state of Oklahoma. And that is something that was created in 2003. And whenever the governor does sign that executive order, by law, the session has to happen 2 business days after he signs it. So the legislature, the House and the Senate, both have to go into session. And we are going to vote to either confirm or deny that order, which more than likely will confirm that pretty easily.
So will there be any talk about how do you do these types of sessions remotely? Is there a way? I know that the state constitution doesn't call for that, right?
That is correct. On the Senate side, the rules are pretty clear. When you vote, you have to have 2 feet on the floor. You have to be actually present on the Senate floor to vote. So that's one of the reasons the Senate side is here today. The House did try to do a vote by proxy if you were 65 or older, or you had immune problems, things of that nature. So they did have that into place over at the House side. That was the last business they took care of. And over here on the Senate side, we're just not quite the same.
Yeah, well, going in 10 at a time to vote, staying in your office, isolated there, wearing the face mask and washing hands and keeping that distancing. How do you, I guess with only 10 people, that the Senate floor is a big place. I guess it's easy to spread out with only 10 on the floor.
It's easy to spread out. We'll keep our distance. Pretty much what we're going to do is we're going to listen to all the legislation that's going to be through today. We'll listen in our offices. And then I'm sure when it's time to vote, the bells will start ringing, and we'll have a block of people we go in to vote with.
Well, it sounds like they have the technology in place and the coronavirus COVID-19 precautions in place. So,
Yes. When we checked in security this morning, our temperature was taken.
Yeah.
And we were asked if we had any cough or shortness of breath. So precautions certainly taking place, but it's something that has to be done today by law and the Constitution.
All right, Senator Bill Coleman, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.